Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Most business people recognize the need for a headshot photo, not just for resumes and LinkedIn profiles, but also to elevate your personal and corporate branding. So, do you take a selfie or hire a professional photographer? Michael Woodland is owner of Essential Headshots, and he joins us by phone now from his studio in Columbia. Michael, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
So tell us, first of all, how you got into this business.
Photography for me was an accident because I was in the military, and I did 22 years in. After I got out of the military, I was doing firearms training, teaching people, you know, to get their CWP and teaching people how to, you know, properly handle a firearm. I was going around the nation doing shooting competitions also. And one of my sponsors wanted me to do a product review video, and they wanted me to take pictures of the product that they sent me. I attempted to do it. I realized I didn't know how to take a picture. That led to me going to Midlands Tech, taking a photography class, and then discovering that, hey, I actually like doing photography and headshots specifically.
All right. Well, tell us why you picked headshots and tell us what's different about that type of photography.
Well, I don't have a background in photography, so I can't speak on what the parameters are from each one. But for me, when I was in that photography class, the instructor for that photography class will ask me every week, hey, what do you want to take pictures of? My answer was, I don't know. Everybody else was saying, I want to take pictures of cars, bugs, buildings. One day, this lady who was in the class with us said she needed a headshot, but she wanted the instructor to give her a headshot. He said, no, he wouldn't do it. So he asked us, the students, hey, who wants to give her a headshot? About eight of us raised our hands. She frowned her nose up at it. And then I said, I'm going to make you wish you would have came to me for a headshot. And then from that day forward, I dove into it.
All right, cool. So let's go ahead then and what you have learned so far about headshots and what you would recommend for our listeners out there who need to go see a photographer and get a professional headshot. What's tip number one?
Tip number one is get a great night's sleep and drink plenty of water before you go into the studio. Even though we do know people don't, you know, they live their own rules in life, but the night before you go for a headshot, please drink plenty of water and get a decent night's rest.
Well, that just sounds like common sense, although I don't know if people would understand the water part of it.
Yeah, it just flushes out your skin, brings color to your skin, and it just makes everything easier for the photographer in the post-editing process.
All right, what's next?
The next thing is whenever you come in, pick your clothing appropriate to what you do. Stick with solid colors. So if you're a male, come in with a blue or gray jacket, white or blue shirt. Females, just whatever your top is, just a solid color. No patterns, because the busier it is, the more it takes away from the image. And then the next thing is that just come in with an open mind and trust the photographer. The photographer should know the parameters of what you need after a conversation. You might feel awkward. You think you might look goofy in the picture. But in the end, if the photographer is on point, you're going to get the desired result that you're looking for.
All right, we've got time for maybe just a couple more, and I'll let you run with it.
Well, the rest of it is just, I can't speak for anybody else, but my thing is I like to freestyle and play into the people as they come in. Because if you're having a bad day, my journey now is to make you have a fun time with me that's going to lighten up your mood and give me the looks that I need for photography. If you're coming in and you're a little shy, of course, I'm going to talk to you and then I'm going to coach you a little bit to get the desired results that we need at the end of that session as well.
And now, how many shots do you take? How many times does a camera click in order to get the right one?
Well, depending on the person, if you're someone who is comfortable in front of the camera, that can be as simple as 20 to 30 shots. Now, if you're someone who's nervous in front of it on camera, that might be closer to 50 to 100 shots. And then if you're someone who is uncoachable and I got to do a variety of things to make it work out, now we're talking about 100 to 150. But at the end of it, you still get to pick all the images that you want to purchase.
Well, Michael, thank you so much for those tips today and your time.
Hey, I do appreciate it, and thank you for having me on.
Michael Woodland is owner of Essential Headshots in Columbia, South Carolina. We'll have a link to the company posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again, and you can hear us again, and in fact, never miss an episode by subscribing to our podcast wherever you find them. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.